Uyazi umzansi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng. Or who secured the latest bag.
Or just who's dripping with sauce.
And who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa pod.
Chisa!
Welcome back to another episode of the Chisa Pod. I am not alone this week, as per usual, because we are joined by...
Come
on, I didn't want to butcher your surname as I usually do. But if you're new over here, then you should know that every Friday we catch you up on the latest entertainment news. But if you're a regular, then you already know what time it is. American R&B group Drew Hill is coming to South Africa. They are set to headline the second annual of the All White Soul Sessions concert at Sunbit Arena this September on the 7th. I don't know Drew Hill like that.
Speedy from Pongo Muffin. Oh, Speedy's role model is Cisco.
One with the towel. You know what? I'm like almost a 2000. I'm for 2000. So yeah, when you talk about Speedy, where is he anyway? What's up with that?
Okay.
I hope he's also outgrown the towel thing and the chains.
No, I sat like a towel, look like a towel, man.
Hectic.
No towel, gang puma, Charlie.
Hectic. Okay. I mean, he's an artist. I guess he's allowed to do whatever he's got to do. But there's another R&B star that's coming to South Africa soon, and that's Johnny Gill. Mm. I'm guessing you also know him as well and listen to his music on Sundays.
I do okay. Listen to love songs.
Yeah, I'm definitely not an R&B girl, clearly, because I only know the Hers, the Beyoncés. Anyway, Johnny Gill will be coming to South Africa this June on the 22nd. Let me know if you want tickets, because I'm saying you, Komoto, by the way, before people start coming for us. But he will also be performing on June 21 and June 22 at Sunbit Arena, which is quite exciting, I guess, for R&B music lovers.
But... you busy promoting what Johnny Gill. What about our very own Lira, which we're sponsoring?
Come on, we're coming to that. We're still definitely on some music news. Lira is set to make her big stage comeback. This is after she suffered a stroke in 2022. This is quite a big one. I think, yeah, we're all anticipating her getting back on stage. We did see a couple of performances from her. And I think on her birthday, she performed for her family and friends. And she still got it. So this is quite exciting. She's obviously excited as well to make a comeback.
Plus, Tamara Day. Yo, Tamara Day. Oh, you don't know Tamara Day.
I know Tamara Day. Okay. Come on now. Okay. Thanks to DJ Zinhle putting me on. Right? But yeah, that's that on music news, right? Am I mistaken? What else are we missing? What else? Who's about to release? Who's just released actually since it's Friday? We're not listening to anybody right now, are we?
No.
Right?
No.
I mean, but since I already mentioned DJ Zinhle, she came under fire this week for saying the South African youth, let me just quote her verbatim. So she spoke about how the youth of South Africa right now are quite unemployable, which is quite a heavy statement. Before I put words in her mouth, let's have a listen to what she had to say.
One thing about the South African youth is not just that they are unemployed. A lot of them are unemployable. They don't have the skill that is required. It bugs me how long it takes for us to fill in positions as ERA. Just to find the right person for our stores, it literally takes longer than it should in a country that has so much unemployment. We're opening a store at Highveld, I think in Witbank. We're just looking for 3 people to work at the store in Witbank. Is it Witbank, Highveld? It's crazy. It's impossible. You would think, like, I haven't had a PA for such a long time.
So that statement followed with her so many apologies. She went on a series, in a series of Twitter posts or X posts, and she said, oh, I'm sorry, I think my words were misconstrued, that's not what I really meant. She went as far as also shooting a video after that entire apology and saying that, you know what, I think we misunderstood each other. Let's have a listen to what she had to say in her apology.
And I'm going to base my explanation on something that I've spoken about before on a different platform, and it's not something that I'm speaking about the first time. Right. And I will say, though, that maybe I was wrong to use the word unemployable, because that's the word that now has been taken to define this whole conversation and make it seem like when I said unemployable, one, I was blaming the youth. I was not blaming the youth. Number two, it's made to seem like I was offending the youth, maybe say they're not educated enough, they're not skilled enough, they're not smart enough. That is not it again. If it came across that way, please accept my apologies. I really apologize. So now, going back to my point, what I've always said is, I believe that in this country, a lot of the problems of unemployment, not a lot of them, but a large portion or a contribution of it can be resolved by small businesses, which is where I come in, which is where I even got into this conversation, right? So now my conversation was that we need to get the youth to a point where they are eligible for employment.
So, I mean, that's that and that. I mean, what's your take on unemployment in South Africa, more especially with the youth? I sort of kind of understood her. She was not necessarily saying the youth are lazy. Mm-hmm. The thing is, the skills, when it comes to skills, I mean, it's quite a...
But statement say, who mm-hmm. was it directed to?
No, if, so she was... Okay, so...
It's either if it's directed to government, okay, now it's cool. But if it's directed to the unprivileged youth or...
Okay, I don't think it was a direct jab of any sort. Like, we must remember DJ Zintle does run a business and she has to conduct many interviews to employ people. And she definitely wants to give people some opportunities, of course, especially when the unemployment rate in South Africa is so high. She's just saying that throughout these interview processes that they go through and induction and whatever, they realize that actually the problem here is not that people are just a little bit unemployable in terms of this. You lack the skill. Like, fine, you can be available, you can go to school, but somehow to apply yourself is a different thing. But I mean, that's quite a controversial one. But I kind of think people just lambasted her for no reason.
But what is she doing to...
What is she doing? I mean, she said that she's gonna try and do better.
Okay.
At least what?
At least Tommy, I'd say the workshops.
Absolutely. Like, but that's the thing also with, I think, the youth. Today, we spend so much money on data. We spend so much money on drinks, alcohol, getting what do we call tickets for whatever your favorite artist, whatever that can the case may be. But what we forget is that somehow, Yazi, there's a site on Google where you can kind of like, what's the word? Why am I losing my words? Come back words. Where you can empower yourself and learn a little bit more. You can get a certificate for SEO or like you can get a Google certificate for, let's say, for example, management or something like that. Like, just basically, I think the youth is also kind of concentrating on becoming musicians and whatever.
I think she must do herself a favor and akrume nganoi one from a disadvantaged background.
Okay.
I'm Ruto DJ. Christy, let's see. Right.
Speaking of teaching somebody how to DJ, she did mention that she's in talks with the Department of Arts and Culture, where she's trying to open another school for DJs.
At least.
Remember that she did actually have one previously, and she had to closed it down, but so she's in talks to kind of bring that back, which I think would be really cool. But at the same time, I think we have a lot of DJs, guys. Can somebody just become a doctor?
Pela bo DJ angathi abo umshayeli bamateki sebaningi.
Well, okay, somebody else this week who also got backlash on social media was Prince KB. So this is after an Idols SA singer claimed that, oh, let's name him, Botlhale Phora, who claimed that Prince KB stole his song. Now, this comes after, I know he has a challenge that he's running, Prince KB. You know that Fill the Gap, fight, put the verse in. What do we call such challenges? You know when you, yeah, whatever. He has a challenge. So the Idols SA singer went on social media and said, "Hi, Bo, this beat sounds quite familiar." He went as far as claiming that he sent Prince KB the song itself in 2021 on email, TikTok, and Messenger. But of course, Prince KB was like, "Hi, Bo, no, whatever you're saying is incorrect. I work hard for my music. There's no way that I copied your song." So he went as far as saying that the music that he's referring to was actually, the foundation of it is from Charlotte. "I gotta see you, Charlotte. I'm gonna tell you, Charlotte."
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You remember that song?
Yeah, I remember.
He said he took the foundation, what do we call, some parts of from that beat, and he created
loops.
Yeah, I'm not a producer, but he took some elements from the Charlotte production, which he did himself, and created another song. But this Idols guy seems to be quite convinced that Prince KB definitely stole my song.
Worst part, the guy's got receipts that he's been
he
sent.
Posted everything. Let's have a listen to what he had to say.
Prince KB is saying, "So, my auntie, unfortunately, I'm definitely not going to swear at you. I'm not going to say all this nasty stuff about you. Because I'm not about to stoop that low to your level. So, in 2021, I sent Prince KB a song titled Already via email. I mentioned him on TikTok and also mentioned him on Messenger and DM'd him on Messenger. Fast forward 2024. I saw this challenge. Quite a lot of people have taken part in the challenge. But when I listened to it, I was like, no, man, this is my song. And I just wanted to make sure that I sent it to him. So I went back to Instagram to check. I mentioned him. I went to TikTok. I mentioned him. And when I tried to send him an email to say, bro, I sent you this in 2021, I found that I've already sent the song, of which I wasn't sure. That's why I had to go check. And I went on TikTok and mentioned him and said, bro, I sent you this song in 2021. At least let me be the one to jump on it. Mbutis, Abutalena blocked me from the get-go. And from that moment, that's where Gibbono thought, okay, so he thinks he's smart. So I went on Facebook to expose what he did. And the first thing that he did was to swear at me.
Well, who do we believe? Who do you think?
I believe the Idol star.
Why do you believe him?
He's got nothing to lose.
Okay, but...
And the receipts are there.
Yes, but also Prince KB said he never received any email.
Prince KB must just do himself a favor and credit the gentleman or the lady. Then
hectic. Yeah. Well, he dismissed those allegations. I'm kind of like... I don't know who to believe.
Like,
I won't lie.
Like Prince KB's tradition, yeah.
Yeah. quite hectic. Well, yes. So he did mention that he never received anything. I think what kind of raised eyebrows on my side was the fact that he blocked him on social media.
Thank you.
So that kind of like, okay, if you're not wrong, why would you block the poor guy?
Thank you.
Well, that's that on that. But moving right along to some other news. Ukuku Kumete recently revealed that she underwent a weight loss surgery. The thing is, abantu bafuna ukugijima, abafuna uku. The gym is somehow overrated right now. People want quick fixes. But that's not her story, right? She said she has been gaining weight ever since her pregnancy. She stopped breastfeeding and she couldn't. She's quite young. That's the thing. So, I mean, but she said she's happy, first of all. So she underwent a gastric sleeve, which means they take 80% of your stomach. They pretty much chop it off and your stomach is almost like as big as a banana, which means now you can control your portions. So, I mean, she's happy about it. That's quite an achievement for her. She said she lost 30 kgs. Tina, we're still struggling. Herbalife is not working anymore. So we're just going to have to hit the treadmill for like hours and hours. Somebody else this week who also got, or rather who revealed that her plans to get a gastric sleeve was Cyan Bougie as well. So there's a trend here. There's a trend here. The secret behind weight loss for some reason right now is just, let's just chop it off. She is no stranger to the surgery lifestyle. Of course, we know that she had a BBL and she's saying her goal, she wants to be 60 kgs, which is like quite skinny when you think about it, actually. I think people should be speaking up more about the dangers of these surgeries
and
the obsession with just going under the knife. I guess being a public figure, you know, people are always looking at you and you kind of like want to look your best. You want to feel happy in your skin. And for some reason, apparently, the way to do that is by getting a surgery.
I'm not up for that.
Yeah, I don't think you have much to say about that, obviously, because you don't mind just looking at the final result. Ukuthi, how it happened?
No, final result, sibonile ngo Lwazibanzi Mthembu, the one from my House of Zweed. Weight loss.
Yeah.
Through gym, jogging, yoga.
Okay.
So, lenta ma knives le.
Yeah.
I see right.
Yeah. Man. And she traveled all the way to Turkey, which is like, first of all, South Africa. Asina ma clinic, what's going on? But anyway, all the best on her journey. I know she's quite a candid personality, so she'll be sharing a lot of that obviously on TikTok. She has been taking us through that as well, through her social media. So yeah, we'll see the final result. And obviously, she says she's 90 kgs right now, wants to go up to 60. So if that's her goal, the best, sweetie pie.
60, she'll look.
That's quite skinny. But I mean, her goal is her goal. She's just like, she doesn't want to be 91 kgs as it is. But yeah, all the best and congratulations to Ukuku Kumeto as well. So she's very happy in her skin right now. Now, something else in this industry that's got people talking is Felix Tlope. Felix Tlope actually has been making headlines since you joined the team.
Until we broke the news. Until we broke the news.
Right, we broke the news. We're going to have to set the record straight about that one since people don't know where the story came from. So first, it was the fact that he's getting married again.
Yes.
And he told us that we definitely...
Exclusively.
He also made headlines for endorsing the MK party.
Yo.
But another thing that has us talking is the fact that he's been Fly Motion threatened to go Cat Williams on him. Tell me about it.
Hey, but they used to work together, Kakas FM, good breakfast. So they've this beef from comedy industry and all, but I think now it has escalated to a point where Fly Motion can't take it anymore.
At the end of my file.
Yeah, to pet my file from childhood up until now. And it's in Zinto. I got to a point where Felix might get into trouble. So, but yeah, he's going to be Cat Williams' way to soon.
I want him to definitely expose some of the stuff in this industry, but let's have a listen to what Fly Motion, the comedian and radio personality, had to say.
So, mind you, the reason why Ekuma Ranji and Felix actually he won't respond to me to Fly in the NH. This is not the first time in the podcast, Mr. Kulmaranji Anangam. So in Kasula Kul Jengamanje, he is trying to make me or Abatubangbone Engazuti, I mean I'm nothing. So he's trying to portray in the Baguti, he can't respond to something Enga as this.
Yeah, it's either uyaqoka or it's actually quite true. Maybe he definitely has. I think he must just drop Nyana one file, Nyana one little bar, just to scare
plus
him off.
Plus, Fly Motion has got a podcast that is launching next week. So,
maybe that's where he'll be dishing all the deeds.
Strategy.
I don't think. Let me be honest with you. First of all, we have not been talking about Fly Motion. In fact, I was like, who's this guy?
Fly Motion, like, he'll have a channel, man. But Fly Motion, man.
He has been in the game for quite some time, but not in the limelight. I don't think he's in anybody's radar.
But in KZN. Mm-hmm. And in fact, last month, he was a headliner for Celeste Ntuli's comedy show.
Okay, so I amongst, should put some respect for on his name.
Amongst them, there was Simpiwe Shembe, is a comedian as well.
Mm.
There were, I think, Naboskumba, they were there. So, yeah.
Okay, so we'll put some respect on his name. We hear him.
We need to share.
Okay, but either way, he was not on anybody's radar. Let's be honest. I think he's just trying to get us. He didn't have to respond to Felix saying that, because Felix also, when he was asked about Fly Motion, he chose not to comment because he's like, I don't want to give this guy attention on my name, on my time. So that's quite an interesting one. But we'll see what comes out of that, right?
But did you hear about the one with the small thingy?
But you got a small penis, sir. But you got two wives. Ain't no two wives gonna, you know.
Atukini must just say, this guy's got a small penis, but it's got a mansion. It's got this property. It's got this cars and that.
Maybe that's where the juice is. Mm. I mean, you're a radio personality. So maybe what other jobs are you doing that bring you so much money?
But you mustn't forget, now Felix is good radio, sick as it and pale. He hasn't been booked up a whole thing. Good comedy.
No.
Seriously.
Oh, that's crazy.
Seriously. So, that's part of the epifiable food. Mm. Because we Fly Motion, we were writing up, but that side, no. Because we were not gatekeepers.
We don't want to definitely speculate. But moving right along, another story that made headlines on Times Live, Chisa Live, is Leroy dispelling rumors that he is back together with Mihlali. What the heck? So if you don't know who I'm talking about businessman Leroy Sidambe. Is that how I pronounce his name? Who was in a relationship with YouTuber and influencer Mihlali Ntamase for quite some time. It is quite, they used to share each other on social media, Nyana, you know, they went on vacations, and it ended in tears.
I even went to their celebration at Leroy's house, I think 2022.
Tish the deeds.
They were wearing traditional clothes. The Sunnis was there. There were a lot of people there.
Oh, okay. What are you suggesting? Traditional clothes means
That was back then, 2022.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And
were they dating then in 2022?
Yeah, they were.
Okay, so
most people assumed that they were getting married or love.
Yes, I saw those speculations. It's just that, you know, Michelle, you reach out, she's like, I don't want to comment. You guys never want to talk to me about my work. Girl, when you got some work, you know, going on, you don't come to us.
Well, both of them, they were wearing Sambatosa's clothes.
I remember. We do know Leroy was coming out of a divorce, so I doubt it came to that point, but they definitely were in quite a...
Or it was a housewarming because...
Asas, but when Uti, you were there.
Yeah, I was there.
What were the murmurs in the corridors?
That house was super clean too. That point, ngasho ukuthi beyiqeda ukuvula namhlanje.
Okay.
And parking,
so it might have been a
parking lot. Yo.
So people were saying it was a housewarming, or people were like, yeah. Buy a dollar, or they're taking the relationship to the next level.
Kunene was there.
come on, just the deeds. Love it for you. Well, anyway, we did talk to, or you, Komoza, did reach out to try and get comment from Leroy, and he said, why is my relationship always making headlines? I am not dating or back together with Umihlali. So that's that on that. I don't imagine them getting back together, and the reason for that is because it ended in tears. It was quite a messy split, because I don't know if you recall when Mihlali was announcing that, or revealing that they had decided to part ways, she kind of said, and this man owes me money.
Money, yeah.
So I don't think you would want to go back to that, right?
I guess going to a messy split, from the beginning, it was a messy connection.
No, I hear you on that one. Somebody else also who's made headlines this week is El Vovo. What's this about, a reality TV show?
I think the problem started when Zakes Wantwini announced his 20-year celebration, anniversary, in Durban ICC. And what stood out was the exclusion of El Vovo.
Okay.
From the lineup.
Yeah. And but isn't he still recovering, saying, I need to check with my doctor?
Like he does that. Even last week he was performing, I think during the IFP manifesto in Mlazi. Even tomorrow or Sunday, I think he's performing in Newcastle.
Oh, okay. Even so he's back.
Even yesterday, when after publishing that story, ANC reached out to him and booked him for the manifesto rally, I think, in Newcastle as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so the guy is hungry.
He's hungry. Okay.
He wants to do everything just to make a living now.
Okay.
It has just got to that point. Because I think he's been getting a lot of backlash from the followers regarding his music. They don't want him to continue doing music. I think that's what triggered him to record that video.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we will not take away from the fact that he is a legend. I think he's definitely run his race. He can definitely sit it out. But, you know, as you mentioned, a man's got to eat. He's got to put food on his table. And he hasn't been gigging for quite some time. Medical bills are piling up. If he has to consult a doctor
every time. Yes, Devon July. In fact, Devon Rocks is not there.
It's not there? No, lies.
He's not there.
Oh, he's not on the lineup. Okay, there. Yes. Okay, so in fact, Durban Rocks is happening, but he's just not on the lineup. But he can definitely just call Tira and get in. What's up with that? What's their relationship like? I wonder. But let's have a listen to what he had to actually say.
Whoever is trying to raise my friends is not just come and mash with the whole. We change the game with the Devon Rocks. That's our song. He's after this. So don't come here and mash with the whole and try to raise my history. I change the game since I'm Devon Rocks. You get it.
All right. Yeah, that's that on that. I definitely feel like we should be, as I said, with Uflai Motion. Let's put some respect on El Vovo's name. He's a legend. And, you know, he did go through something quite tough with the stroke.
Tragic.
And you know, it's not an easy thing to come back from. So we definitely, we're behind him. I'm behind anything
He even said he wants to do a reality show.
That's fine. That's a bag, Nyana.
A stroke awareness, because he said Lira suffered stroke, but none of the awareness was there, was televised on our small screens. So he wants to share his ordeal with stroke.
Okay, I think he would have had to shoot already, though. No? I mean, yes. I mean, if he's still recovering, I guess there's some elements. Because
if you have seen his video from last week.
Of him dancing.
With one leg.
Oh, hectic. I thought Nelly's style. My bad.
One leg. Upeng, okay. Upeng. But.
Oh, shame, man.
So,
I guess, but I think beyond even just the stroke, I think his a reality show by El Vovo would be quite interesting. I think in terms of just the Durban, you know, I mean, even his connections and friends and all of that, I think it would be quite interesting to hear from or to see him on the small screen. I mean, if we've put KO on like a reality show where we really don't want to hear from him, I think we can definitely bring El Vovo and give him a chance. No, but that's true. That's true. But anyway, somebody else who's also making a return on TV is DJ's Boo.
My Buddha.
I think as we all know, DJ's Boo had a little bit of, he was kind of like sidelined in the industry at some point after the Metro FL spiel, you know. But he's been able to pick himself back up. I think when he had his podcast, he definitely, you know, I started being more interested in him. First of all, let me put it out there. I'm definitely a huge fan of DJ's Boo. He was one of the reasons why I actually went and did media and started doing radio. Him and Thibaut Touch. Just fun fact in case anybody really cared.
DJ's Boo, not Mzega Zega, right? Okay.
No! Maybe Mzega Zega would have inspired my musical career, which is non-existent like he is, right? Anyway, so yes, so he's made a comeback on radio for one, which is the Radio 2000 gig that he got. I think Hustler's Corner is still happening, by the way, because it's also part of Revolt. He's still doing that. And now he's set to make a television comeback. Tell me about the television comeback.
And music as well. Book.
He's been saying he's gonna, let me tell you something. Every time I talk to DJ's Boo, he always says he's got music coming up. He's working on it, which is true because that we have been hearing some songs from him, you know, from Hugging a Tree and all of that. But no.
You have to go there. No,
no, because that's when he announced his music. It was that Hugging the Tree era. Anyway, so he has music coming up. He's been talking about this book. It's been a while. But can he just, I keep it once. Because last year, he said he's going to bring it out last year. This year.
I think definitely to Puma this year. Because he's optimistic, eh?
Yeah, he's definitely a go-getter.
He even said to me, you know, I'm working for SABC now. I need to have a product.
Absolutely.
I need to release music.
Absolutely. So, absolutely.
I think it's going to drop those things this year.
Mm.
But return to television is next year, 2025.
Okay, maybe. On which show?
He said
he can't reveal that yet. Yeah. Well, that's fine. Until then, we'll wait for that. But let's have a listen to what he had to say.
I'm busy with my new book. It's going to be my fourth one, my fourth best-selling book. It's coming out later this year, summer 2024. I'm also busy with a new album. I'm coming back into the music scene. That's also dropping summer 2024. My book will drop simultaneously with the brand new album. And as I did mention as well, that I'm working on a brand new TV show that's going to start early 2025, the first quarter of 2025. You know, I'm back with the SABC, so, you know, I have to have products to sell. I have to have knowledge to share through my books. I've got a lot to say. That's why I've been writing like crazy. And I also have got a lot of good music that I've made that I want to share with the public as well. And that's incredible. And I can't wait for my TV show to launch on your screens early next year in 2025. But I'm also working on my real estate projects. I'm in property. I am building our own estate where we're helping people who are blacklisted to buy land, to build their own homes.
Well, definitely looking forward to his television comeback. At least it's nice to see that he's able to eat beyond the Hustler's Corner and everything else that he's got going on.
And he's busy with properties as well.
He's been busy with properties. And wasn't he like in North Riding? He's been kind of selling them. Has he been selling them?
I don't know.
But yeah, I mean, all the best really on his career. I think it's as I mentioned, it's kind of good to see that, you know, he can still do something, as you mentioned, even with El Vovo. We definitely want to see.
I think you'll get more information when we invite him in the podcast.
Absolutely. So absolutely.
Must make a plan.
And then when he comes, you must tell him that he must hire me.
No, you can send the CV.
Write an
interview.
Here's something quite interesting that I saw this week. So do you remember DJ Zintle mentioned that she doesn't want to return to KZN after AKAs was shot dead in
Yeah,
do you recall?
Yeah.
Also, God rest his soul, might have said it a little bit harsh. But anyway, she mentioned that she was not ready to go to KZN because she was just a little bit too emotional and anxious when thinking about going to Durban. She's now booked for a gig. I think this is her first one since that ordeal.
Mm.
So it will be quite interesting to see how she takes that in, right?
Yeah, I think she must take Peltusi with.
Why are we going to add that? Okay, last but not least, we can't just say goodbye without having to talk about Ula Xoxo. Is that how I pronounce it?
La Soso. Okay, La Xoxo.
Okay, let me mention her real name, Kay. Lassie, right.
Lassie.
Ulassie went and, you know, dished all the deeds on her relationship with former President Jacob Zuma.
Ah, no, man.
We've been wondering, or at least I have, how that relationship ended. You do know that obviously she mentioned on Real Housewives of Durban that dating somebody of Zuma's caliber, it is kind of hard to...
What was she thinking? From Witko, what was she thinking?
I won't lie. I wouldn't mind dating a Zuma.
I
wouldn't mind. I honestly wouldn't mind. I don't know what that makes me. But also, because I'm kind of into polygamy. So that's a different chat for another day. Before we get into...
Okay.
Here's what I think from all the series of posts that she spilled, I think... The biggest thing is the fact that now Jacob Zuma is a present father because he was absent. Because, well, on Real Housewives of Durban, if you recall, Lassie said that she was raising... Yes, they have a son. And she mentioned that she was raising the son with the mother, which kind of insinuated that he's not a present father. So anyway, that's the chat on that. She's not bitter about how that her relationship ended. But she at least Jacob Zuma is being present, right? So, yeah, that's been it for this edition of the Chisel Pod.
What an interesting week. What's coming is an interesting weekend.
Absolutely. Remember that you can find our latest podcast, review, and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcast. You can also follow us on all social media platforms at Chisel Live. This Chisel Pod is a Times Live production, and our technical producer is Demi Buzo. I have been your host. Also, don't forget that you can listen to our other podcast. We have Sunday Times Politics Weekly, Taking the Rams by the Horns, Gogo Have I Been Scammed, and 30 Years of Democracy. On all DSPs, as I mentioned, I have been your host, Joy Mpande.
And Khumutso Mukhaneri.
Until next time, it's goodbye for now.